That is Lauren's melody. Lauren is autistic and he doesn't speak, but he does make vocalizations.
I recorded some of the vocalizations that he makes. I just happened to capture it one night on my voice recorder on my phone.
Justin Morrell is Lauren's father, and he's a composer and composition and theory teacher at Lebanon Valley College.
Afterwards, I went and I listened to some little short excerpts from it and found these two moments that were just these great little melodic shapes. And I slowed them down and transcribed them, and that became the theme. Lauren is 16 years old. He loves to listen to music, and really he likes to spend his time when he's not in school hanging out in our basement, swinging and playing in the backyard and exploring all the plants and things like that.
The piece is titled All Without Words, and it's not an attempt to speak for Lauren, but rather a piece that captures both the struggles and joys of raising a child with nonverbal autism.
For a long time, I had wanted to write a piece of music that just reflected on, I guess, my experience as a parent of a child who has difficulty with communication. Once you're in that place, you know, you suddenly are confronting all of these challenges that you didn't necessarily plan for, you don't know necessarily how to handle.
The trumpeter in the recording is a good friend of Justin's. John DeVersa is the chair of studio music and jazz at the University of Miami.
You go into it just knowing the responsibility of what this means, you know, to be carrying the voice of someone that's not you, and also of a family as well. You know, you just want to be able to portray that voice, you know, with respect and reverence.
All Without Words has 11 variations, and each deals with a particular topic related to parenting a child with autism.
The fourth movement is the one called The Urgency of Every Moment. You get a lot of advice from a lot of different practitioners and experts and things like that who tell you, you know, you need to start this therapy right away. And if you don't do all of this stuff now, you're going to miss a window of development. And you feel this real urgency as a parent to solve problems quickly and not let one single moment go by.
One of the lessons Justin has taken away from the experience is to take joy in the little things. The eighth movement is called The Smallest Thing.
For us as a family, we've learned to really appreciate small victories, small accomplishments. Those moments when my son is able to clearly tell us what it is that he wants or what he needs. It can be a pretty simple thing, but it feels really important to us. And you know, communication can be so incredibly frustrating when it doesn't happen. And so when it does, it's just this magical moment.
Justin and John have commissioned artists with autism to create pieces of art based on All Without Words, and will produce videos combining the music and art. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.